GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Keeping a GHRT focus on education in our state. George up early and in the crown of Maine this morning is the president of the University of Maine at Fort Kent. President John Shorts on line three to talk with us if you want to be the first to say good morning to him.
Well, good morning, Mr. President. Nice to have you on board today. Nice of you to get out of bed, or maybe you do that every day. I don't know. Yeah, we have two educational referendum going on, ballots, four and five. I'm sure four is the one you're looking at.
That's right, exactly. It's so important to get people out to vote today. It's an investment in the state of Maine, investment in our future. It's an investment in the futures and workforce development. And I'm particularly interested because it's so important to rural institutions such as the University of Maine at Fort Kent.
If you weren't there, I don't know if we'd have an excuse to drive up Route 11.
That's right. You need to get up here. It's beautiful up here. Just an unparalleled natural beauty, a gorgeous, gorgeous place in Fort Kent.
One of the things that we've been told is that supporting question four, it could very well save us from the nursing shortage cliff that we're headed toward and maybe some other dangers that we have in not being able to educate kids and then maybe keep them in our state, President Short.
Absolutely. University of Maine at Fort Kent, we have more nursing students than any other students. We educate students from throughout the state of Maine, other states, and other countries. And we're committed to meeting the need to expand nursing. In fact, this year we expanded our program to the University of Maine at Presque Isle. And if the voters approve this bond, it will improve our facilities here at Fort Kent, but also at the University of Maine at Presque Isle with new renovated classrooms and labs that will support our program there and help us educate and graduate more BSN nurses to meet the needs of rural Maine and the state as a whole.
Yeah, one of the things that we have to point out quickly, it's just not for one place. I don't know how many places, but you mentioned one, University of Maine, Farmington.
Fort Kent, as well as Presque Isle. But when Chancellor Page was on with us, yeah, I think last week, he said that this doesn't concentrate just on one or two, right, or three of the seven campuses. It really spreads out.
There's $3 million at Machias for a science building, among things. Mm. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it's over the whole state. And certainly the important thing to me are these rural institutions, Machias, Umpqua, Fort Kent, Farmington. They're so important. They're regional, really an anchor to make sure that we're graduating professionals that meet workforce development in nursing, in business, in criminal justice, behavioral sciences, teacher education, all those critical areas for our regions and for the state of Maine.
President of the University of Maine at Fort Kent, John Short, on the line with us here for GHRT. Another thing we wanted to touch on with you, President Short, is that the UMaine system had a plan for early college advancement. Now, it's been in the works for a while. For those that aren't familiar with this, can you bring us up to speed and then tell us how we're making out?
Sure. The University of Maine system has made a commitment to our high schools throughout the state that we will provide opportunities for high school students to graduate with college credits. And so what this means is that students in high school as juniors and seniors can take classes online. They can do it face-to-face. We have teachers who have the credentials to teach college-level classes that are offered throughout the state. In fact, the University of Maine at Fort Kent has partners. We have partnerships with over 100 different high schools in the state of Maine. My own granddaughter is a student in a program here. She, as a junior, she was able to complete 13 credits, and she'll complete 13 credits as a senior. So she'll be graduating from high school with almost a year, and some students graduate with even more than that. So it gets them graduate ahead, moves them closer to a bachelor's degree. It's very affordable. The students and their parents pay basically fees. The credits are paid for by the university and with the statewide program. So it's a phenomenal program to get more students interested in college, pursue college, graduate with high school from high school with credits that apply to degrees everywhere.
Well, with 2,800 students in your program, that's a 23% surge in the early college enrollment over last fall. And we didn't mention it, but holding down the cost means when they finally graduate, in whatever time it takes, hopefully shorter, that cliff that they usually face at the end of graduation will be smaller.
That's it. We hope that they'll graduate with less debt. They'll graduate more quickly. That we faced in higher education, you know, not a four-year graduation rate, but a six-year graduation rate. We want to get that down. We want to make sure students are graduating in 4 years. And for those who come out with early college credits, they can even do it faster. So it allows them to graduate from college with less debt in a shorter time period. It makes college more affordable, more attractive, and it interests them, I think, in college programs so that when they leave high school, they're really well prepared to move into that major.
UMaine President, UMaine Fort Kent President John Short on the phone with us. And then can we either hypnotize them or guilt them into staying in our state and not moving somewhere else?
Boy, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We have students from out of state and other parts of the state, and we're really trying to make sure that tell them, look, we have a great quality of living here. It's unparalleled natural beauty. It's a fantastic place to live, to work, to raise a family. So we're definitely trying to persuade young people, stay in the state of Maine, take a job here, raise a family here, have a career, and we hope we'll be successful in encouraging students to do that.
Well, the truth of the matter is there are plenty of jobs available, but they have been going wanting because the people weren't trained to take them. And you have nursing and health care and forestry and criminal justice, public safety, business, the behavioral sciences, human services. All of those fields are wide open.
Exactly. These are fields where you have jobs, we have careers. We, as UMFK, we're really a health sciences campus with professional programs. So we're geared to working with professionals in advisory committees, with internships, moving students toward career pathways that will help them make sure that they can find a career, fill critical needs throughout the state of Maine. And in fact, one of the things I think we'd like to talk about today are the certificates for early pathways and careers.
Are all high schools in Maine eligible to take part in this early college advancement programs?
They are. Absolutely. In fact, as I said, we work with over 100, and there really aren't that many more high schools in the state of Maine. So we've increased the number. All high schools are eligible to do this. The students there can graduate with the college credits. And one of the things we announced yesterday is that we now have tutoring for early college students. So we have a remarkable online tutoring that's available to students 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can call. They can write in a question. They can hand in written work for comments. It's obviously not doing the work for them, but it's helping them if they have a problem in statistics, if they're writing a paper, to give them the kind of tutoring that they really need while they're in high school or doing an online class.
I understand it's about 100 subjects, everything from algebra to zoology, both of whom I never took. So I want you to understand.
I'm not copying off your test during the midterm then, George.
Zoology and algebra weren't my best. But
we should probably tell parents that if you don't know that your kid has this opportunity in the high school that they're going to this morning, they should ask about it.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely,
if there's a chance to advance your kid's college education now, better to do it now than later. And
exactly.
Get your kid a leg up.
We know what the college debt is like. We know how hard it is for students to finish in 4 years. Get that leg up. Get those college credits now. Allow them to move right into taking some classes in their major, graduate in less time, move to careers that are so important to the state of Maine. Great, great opportunities. Again, you're right. If students or parents don't know about that, ask the counselor. Make sure that they find about early college programs for them.
Well, this is question four, the bond issue, which is part – you're going to see probably in the ballot part A, part B. Part B is for the community colleges. We've talked about that in the past. Your question is four. And this is a rather big $49 million bond issue, but it is matched by $49 million in private and public funds. So it's a big but very interesting bond issue that people likely could support because of the matching funds.
Absolutely. So $49 million, yeah, and there's no question about it. This is a lot of money. But when you think that often a high school in the state of Maine can cost $100 million, it gives you a little perspective. But it is matched. So throughout the state of Maine, we'll be matching these funds to provide new infrastructure that will really help meet the workforce needs of the state of Maine. Here at Fort Kent, we'll be building an enrollment and advancement center. This will allow us to recruit more and retain more students, hopefully, especially in the areas of nursing, in critical areas that you mentioned, business, criminal justice, environmental science, all of those areas where we have jobs out there waiting for students. At the University of Maine in Presque Isle, they'll be renovating a building with classrooms and labs, some of which will support the nursing program that we have there. The others will support some health sciences and other programs that they have. So these are really critical needs for us in every University of Maine institution that will help us with infrastructure, will help us with providing regional and state workforce needs. Very important to investing in the human potential of our state, of our students, and moving our state forward.
President Short, before we let you go, and you mentioned the word perspective just a moment ago, you do a quick Google search. There are an estimated 5,300 colleges and universities in the United States of America. And I think this crossed your desk. It was in our newscasts. Wallet Hub, they do the surveys.
Mm-hmm.
Wallet Hub did the survey studying student faculty ratio, graduation rates, and how much graduates make after graduation. Colby College in our state ranked 6th best in the nation. But hang on, that was at 6. Keep in mind, 5,300 colleges mm-hmm. and universities. And I'm did this cross your desk?
I didn't see that. No,
you didn't hear this? We'll advance this to you. Wallet Hub did the survey, 5,300 universities and colleges in Maine, Colby College ranking 6th best in the state, the University of Maine at Fort Kent ranked 97th. You hadn't heard that. No one shared that with you?
No.
In the top 100.
No one shared with you that Wallet Hub did the survey. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to forward it on to Dan Demerit.
We have U.S. News and World Report. We have Princeton Review. You know, we're always mentioned as a great value.
Well, this is Wallet Hub. They're way above those. Well, maybe not. But anyway, no, Wallet Hub did the survey of 5,300. We're going to find that. We're going to send that to you. Hopefully, we just made your Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely.
President John Short of the University of Maine at Fort Kent, Wallet Hub ranking you 97th in the nation among the best colleges and universities of all 5,000.
We want to tell people, you know, that we're ranked well, you know, highly by U.S. News and Report, Princeton Review, and now by this survey.
Wallet Hub.
Again and again, we get this from students who graduate. What a great experience they have here. It's a tremendous value in terms of cost, in terms of our emphasis on student success, in terms of graduating students for careers that are out there, meeting the state's needs in terms of workforce development and careers.
We're going to find that. We'll send that your way. Have a great Tuesday. Thanks for spending part of it with the George Hale Rick Tyler Show here on The Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.